And Amber.
And Aspen.
And this is What in the Wild?
And in today's episode, we're talking about toy poodles.
Toy poodles. So, you guys, the reason why we used... Oh, and it's not a T, it's a P. But we decided to do toy poodle because...
We're getting a new puppy.
We're getting a puppy. We've never had a puppy.
And it's a toy poodle.
And we named her...
Pepper.
Pepper. Hey, P, Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that. So today, Willow is going to tell us all about toy poodles. Do you have a dog? I don't know.
Oh, and y'all... He might not be acknowledging y'all, but Aspen is indeed here. He's trying to look at facts.
Okay.
My sources. Yeah, my sources are Dogways from YouTube and Google.
Okay.
Not a certain website, just Google. Anyway, so they got their name from the German word. They got their name from the German word.
What? Poodlin.
No. It was like... trying to pronounce it. It was like poodlin.
Oh, okay. Like that.
And which means splashing in water.
Really?
And toy.
Huh.
Because of their size.
I never knew that.
I bought that one time about, like, an actual toy poodle. Where we got for Walmart.
Like a stuffed animal? Oh, my God.
I didn't know it was an actual animal.
So, every time we were talking about how we're getting a toy poodle, you thought we're going to go get a plastic toy poodle from Amazon or Walmart.
Seriously, Aspen.
Oh, my gosh. Guess how many...
guess how big they get?
No, guess the size of them when they're newborn. How much they weigh?
50 pounds.
Dang. 2 ounces.
Two.
I don't know.
I know.
70 to 100 grams.
Oh.
They're the size of... An airplane.
An airplane.
A toy airplane.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, anyway. They are the most popular out of the three sizes, which is the standard poodle,
poopy poodle. What?
The standard poodle, the miniature, which is the toy poodle, and the...
Are you sure... That miniature and toy poodle are the same?
No.
Well, you just said they're the same.
Standard poodle, the miniature poodle, and the toy poodle.
Oh, okay.
Why are you hitting yourself?
Those are the most popular. I don't know much about the standard poodle and the miniature poodle, so I don't know what was what. Anyway, they are very easy to train.
Well, that's good to know.
Oh, guess how many pounds they can get up to?
5, 8, 10.
Six to 10 pounds, full grown.
Oh, I was right since I kept guessing.
They were first bred for pleasable size.
Hold on, why are you laughing?
Hold on, I heard that you said first bread.
Bread.
Like they started out as bread. I knew. As you started laughing.
They were first bred for a pleasable size. Their first bred a pleasable size.
I knew as soon as I looked at him.
They were first bred.
It was like, so they came from bread?
They were first bred. And they got up into a dog.
Okay, carry on. And then they got cut up into a dog. Now all I can see is like a dog shaped piece of bread. Okay, carry on.
They were first bread.
Okay, look, I'm gonna read it.
No.
Okay. They were first bred. Okay, let me see it.
They were first bred to.
Okay, look, let me have
they
it.
They were first bred for a reasonable size.
Bred for a. They were first bred for a pleasurable size for a circus dog. In fact, they have a happy, playful, fun personality.
I've seen you hit your head. Carry on.
And they love swimming. And they look like a curly, fluffy, elegant-looking, tiny dog with a slender muzzle and a long neck.
Is that all of your facts?
Yeah. Okay, joke time of Aspen.
You're just that ready.
And what is this in France?
Oh, in France is the most lovable, cute dog.
And most, what does that say?
The most popular.
Well, okay. I'm excited to get
now
our puppy.
Joke time of Aspen.
Okay. Joke time with Aspen.
Oh, she was born on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, she was. She was born on Christmas Eve. Okay.
And she's a girl. What do you call a snowing ball?
A snowing bull? A bulldozer.
Oh.
Yes. That was funny.
And this is another one. Are black cats really bad luck?
Yep.
Only if you are a mouse. That made sense. Okay. Why are fish the smartest animals in the ocean?
Because they look like you. Why are fish the smartest animals in the ocean? Because yeah. They go to school?
Because they travel to school.
Because they live in schools.
Ah, we were close.
Okay. They try to find out about pet related. Which may take. Oh, here, this one.
Which side of a bird has most feathers?
Which side of a bird has the most feathers?
Yeah.
Duh.
I know.
Well, no, duh.
I give up. The outside.
Oh my god.
It's that easy.
Oh, that was funny.
Wait, what do you call two birds who are in love?
What
birds? Love birds.
No.
Tweety birds.
Tweethearts.
Oh, that was cute. Tweethearts.
This one is about the snow.
Well, okay, last one.
How did the snowman lose a few pounds?
He melted them off?
He did a...
No. He waited for the weather to warm up.
Oh, my. Okay.
One more. And this one is going to
can't
be...
You can't tell if it's going to be actual joke or just like, oh, actual answer.
Quiet. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Why did the rabbit go to a barber?
To get a haircut.
To cut his hair.
Sounds close.
To cut his hair.
Same thing.
To cut his hair.
Yeah.
He does hair,
like H-A-R-E.
No. Spared normally like hair.
No, it's not.
I'm just kidding.
Imagine if it was, then that'd be funny.
It would be funny.
Anyways.
Thank you for listening to
What in the Wild?